You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hot take. Fancy Lad full version? It's all right.
Wow.
It kind of tails off after the original sounder.
I will agree. The sounder is better than the full song.
Yeah.
It's, you know, sometimes you have songs where the chorus is great, the rest of the song is not so good.
Mm-hmm.
The sounder is much better than the actual song itself.
I like the song.
This is great, though.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
He knows the capital of Chad.
Do you, though?
I doubt it.
Oh, come on. You got this, Witty. N'Djamena.
He's Googling it.
Ah! You know, Hassan is also a fancy lad, secretly.
There's an apostrophe in there somewhere, right?
You used one in the round table. You used a word the other day where I was like, damn, Amin, I'm so jealous.
Was it erudite?
No, it was something in that realm, though. I was like, go on, Amin.
I thought it was Pennington. What?
Oh, my.
The fancy lad, you know what it is? It's we built this city on rock and roll. That part, we built this city, like, just iconic. Do you remember any of the lyrics from that song?
No.
See?
So that's what I'm saying. There are certain songs where the chorus is great. You could trim it down. You could play it in your car in rotation the entire day. But I don't know a single word of the remainder of the song. I have several songs like that, as a matter.
That is a great take because I just know, we built this city.
Right. You know nothing else.
Yeah, the start. And then you hear, bow, 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 and then everyone turns it off.
Bam, bow.
That's the song. The song ends.
That's the song.
It's a 40-second song.
Much like Fancy Lad.
Are there other songs like that?
Oh, man.
Rhythm of the Night, maybe?
Rhythm of the Night. Dancing on the night. I don't even know the words to the...
Well, if you don't know the chorus, then no, it doesn't work, right?
Forget about the worries in your life. You can leave them all behind. Oh, yeah.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. It's Rockwell's biggest hit, and literally the only part anyone remembers is the part Michael Jackson sang.
Oh.
Like, nobody remembers.
I remember that.
Also, all of these songs are way too long. If you go and look up, like, We Built This City, it's probably 4.5 minutes long, when it just needs to be 38 seconds long.
What's the optimal
it
length?
It just needs to be the chorus?
Right, it's just the beginning, and then move on to the next. It doesn't need, like, they got into the studio, and they built out this long song. I guarantee you that song is longer than 4 minutes.
Three minutes is the perfect length.
That's how I feel about Piano Man. Too long.
Oh, wait, no, that
way
was...
Way too long. Yeah, but the verses, I mean, they have some meaning to them. You could sing along with that.
Nah,
right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
What about...
Why are you pointing?
Because I've got another one. I've got another one here, right? When you talk about songs that only need to be as long as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I brain farted shit. It was...
I feel like if I had a brain farted.
Damn.
You're goddamn right. It
would not be as much sympathy.
Easy lover. I was totally stolen from Philip Bailey.
I mean, it is Philip Bailey's song.
You're totally stolen from him.
People don't remember him. They just remember him.
No, because I
everybody knows about Phil Collins.
It's a Phil Collins song, basically.
Philip Bailey.
The music video to that, though.
You better forget it.
Oh, forget it.
You just hum the rest like you're in Temple. That's what Jews do in Temple. I'm serious. Because no one knows Hebrew. I mean, we're all just humming along, you know.
Did you find it?
No. I had it. I was singing it right when Chris was talking, and then I forgot. But it was another of one of these 80s songs, because I was thinking to myself, all these songs are in the 80s.
I have a nominee for the quickest version of this, which is a song that just, once you're done with the beginning, you're done with it. You guys were talking about Adele yesterday. Adele's Hello. Once she says hello, do you need anything else?
Hello.
Hello.
No. Side? Hold on. Hello, it's from the other side is a big part of that song. Yeah. I remember what the song was. The Final Countdown.
Da-da-da,
Right.
What are the lyrics to that song?
I have no idea.
It's a final countdown.
That's all I know about that song, right? Wait, are you guys maintaining if the song came on and all it was it's the final countdown and that's it? It goes off the radio?
No, no, you could take the instrumental. Bang, that's the song.
That song is 5 minutes and 8 seconds long.
And that's the intro.
It doesn't need to be.
Does he ever give a countdown?
No.
No.
Does it? It should start with a countdown.
Oh, there are other songs. I'm trying to think. There are more songs like this. There are a lot of them.
There should be a Cars song, I feel like.
Baby, come back.
Take on Me is one of those songs.
Yeah, it takes
a while to get there. It takes a while to get there.
I would be okay with just Take on Me and then it goes away.
The Take on Me part. And then
you know all the lyrics.
What are the lyrics beyond that? Oh, yeah.
Take me on.
I'll be gone.
Dangerous game coming.
Not terrible.
That reminds me always, forever and ever. It shouldn't, but the movie Corky Romano.
Yeah.
Because in the trailer, he's singing it in the car.
Bob.
I still don't really know what game we're playing here.
Very much so.
Choruses are the best part of the song.
No,
you're wrong. How about Wake Me Up Before You Go?
A jitterbug?
You're right.
That's not the most popular part of that song is the start, and that's not the hook.
You put
the
boom in the road. When the bang bang sky high, when the love hits high. In the bang. Against the bang bang bang. To the bang and the bang.
I'm not at all surprised that Whittingham knows all the lyrics to that song. I imagine that's how he wakes up in the morning.
Yes.
That's like a long clock on the stove.
I've got Chris singing and the stove singing back to him. Like the stove.
That's how you know the food's done. Yeah.
The anthropomorphic stove.
Yeah, the turkey's all cooked and ready. A jitterbug.
The Murphy bed like flips back up.
He tears off
his suit
automatically. Absolutely has a Murphy bed. Is there already? He just tears off his pajamas that are buttoned down, wearing his clothes for the day.
The suit just jumps on me. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. He cracks two eggs like behind his back.
The stove grabs it. Yeah.
Pair of Murphy cartoon bed. Birds help him get dressed.
Oh, Juju's got a good one. Whoop, there it is.
French vanilla, Rocky Road, chocolate, peanut butter cookie dough.
What about the Applebee's song?
There it is.
Because you're fancy like.
I saw people like this Applebee's song, and I'm like, I can't. What's going on here? What's happening?
It's catchy. It's a catchy little ditty.
Sing it.
Because you fancy.
I want to beep them.
It's fancy like Applebee's
on a date night
with the whipped cream in the bin,
with that Bourbon Street steak, got that Oreo shake,
nothing
with the whipped cream.
It's a sad attempt to touch. I want my baby back, baby back, baby
bougie
back,
like baby Maddie. Back, baby.
But that's not our phone.
Achilles, baby back ribs.
Old-timer.
Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Wow, you Roy would come too.
I mean, you know, I got to come in.
That's Roy's corner right there.
Baritone Roy.
Oh, man. You know.
Old ass Baritone Roy.
No, it's just Baritone Roy. Thank you.
This takes me back into another zone. You know what the best short songs are? Jingles.
Yeah.
And you know which industry has the best jingles?
What's that?
Auto repair.
Oh, yeah.
Get in the zone. Auto zone.
Oh, no. I like the Safe Light jingle.
O'Reilly.
Auto parts.
Ow!
That's Safe Flight jingle, though. That's
Safe Flight Repair. Safe Flight Replace. Wait, what's the one?
I'm sure Advanced Auto Parts will love that.
Oh, shit.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That's
a
very Milwaukee, Wisconsin ad right there.
What's the Advanced Auto Parts? Empire. The culprit.
Call it 1-888-277 Empire.
The worst one is 1-877 cars for kids.
1-877
That is the worst thing in the world.
I don't mind it. KARS cars for kids.
I got to donate my dead grandfather's old Saturn.
That's going to be a collector's item in a couple of years. You're gonna regret donating it.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I'm telling you, man.
If one part goes bad, they stopped making Saturns in 2000. It's more expensive to replace a part than to replace
You just got to put it in the garage and like wax it.
Are you maintaining that car is going to have value as the years go on?
1,000%.
Really? My 1,000%. Dead grandfather's Saturn in my garage. Cars for kids, you have a client.
But what if a mean tells you it's going to be worth, I don't know, six figures.
It's yeah. not a Saturn.
You never know.
Would you listen to yourself?
I'm telling you.
Saturn. This is like grandpa mobile. If my grandfather got dipped into a bat of ooze and became a superhero, this would be his Batmobile.
But once upon a time, people thought the same way, Mike, and now those cars have value. I think that's what he's saying.
A Saturn.
Like an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Yes.
It smells like mothballs.
That used to be an old person's car. Nobody wanted it.
The beads on the seats is not a six-figure car.
That's vintage. You're just furthering the value here. Say this is all original accoutrements from the era. This isn't like a refurb. This is original stuff here.
That's what it was in the roundtable. You said accoutrement.
Oh.
And I was like, go on, Amin.
But, you know, no, I'm telling you. Like, think about this. Think about, like, a PlayStation 1. You know how many PlayStations I've given away over the years? Because, like, well, this is done. We've moved on.
And now the PlayStation has value?
Now it has immense value.
Right.
It's more expensive to get a PlayStation 1 than a PS5. Right
what now. Was the name of the car you just mentioned?
The Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Let me see.
that used to be the old folks' car, and now it's like...
What was your take? The PlayStation take? What was it?
That... It's worth more than the PS5 now.
I mean, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
I don't think that's the case. Look it up.
So you know how hard it is to get a PS5 right now?
You know how hard it is to get the PlayStation?
He paid...
I mean, during the pandemic, I bought a PS1 for $70.
Okay, how about a Dreamcast?
Okay, but now we're moving the goalposts.
It's still not as much as a PS5. Still not as much as a PS5.
I don't.
No.
The point is you just have to admit... No,
this all comes from me trying to buy games for my Wii and being upset that they're like $99 on Amazon.
Nothing. Just don't. You can't hold a candle to the eternal flame of the PS5 right now.
There's gonna be. What about the Super Nintendo?
I think you lost
in the video games. You might be right in the cars.
ColecoVision.
Right.
Stop it. The worst take than the Saturn.
$70 for a ColecoVision?
No. Would you like to take my grandfather's car then? Please take it.
I will. All right. Shall.